This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, being involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want me to read something, talk about something on the air, what have you, just don't be stupid. I mean, you can ask a stupid question, but if it's just being nasty and rude, I'm going to end up reading your name, too. If not, we'll be fine. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. If you go to the website, give me your email address. There's a place up there for you to sign up for the newsletter. I do one a week. I'll give you information on who's going to be on, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. So, I thought I just don't even get this. I have never heard this in my life. And the first time I ever heard or hinted or there was a hint to this was through Mr. Obama. Never heard anybody talk about being too patriotic, especially on Independence Day. You would think if he really wanted, but see, we've read stories over the last few years. We've done stories on the show where writers and liberals as a whole, they say the 4th of July, Independence Day, is a Republican holiday. Now, I don't know how that is, right? I mean, because the day we won our independence, I'm not so sure we had Republicans. George Washington hated parties. Didn't see a need for them. Thought that they were divisive. There's a shock. So the 4th of July weekend, while most red-blooded Americans are celebrating the freedoms and the opportunities, many, many, many who died for the freedoms and opportunities we have today. Now, if you didn't listen to my 4th of July tribute, you should go back and get it. Because one of the things I talked about was, what our founding fathers gave up. And we talk about life and property, family, watching your stuff being destroyed. In one case, one patriot even asking for General Washington to destroy his house because all the soldiers were in there, the British soldiers were in there. Now, on the other side of the globe, wasn't even in the country on the 4th. On the other side of the globe, Barack Obama stomping all over the United States and warning Americans about showing too much patriotism, you know? In today's day and age, we don't want that. Now, on a visit to Indonesia, ex-President Obama, he attacked the love of country and Trump. Speaking specifically of the United States, he said that some countries have adopted an aggressive kind of nationalism, right, and have increased resentment of minority groups. Not true. It's not minority groups that we resent. It's illegal groups that we resent. If they have to be minorities, that's not my headache, is it? Right? If being proud to be an American, if being proud of this country and what it's done to clean itself up and what it's done to do great things for people all over the world, if being proud or being a nationalist, again, there's a big difference. Remember, they try to line this up, and they bank on your ignorance. They try to line this up with Nazism. Well, see, theirs was a nationalist socialist party. It wasn't nationalism. It was national socialism. What the Dems want for you. Socialism. Mr. Oblamo went on to say, it's been clear for a while that the world is at a crossroads, at an inflection point. Yes, because you did so well with North Korea, knowing what they had been doing for years. Then you gave Iran the keys to the nuclear safe. And then you were giving money to all the groups that hate America and hate the Jews. Yeah, you were a great leader. He said that increased prosperity had been accompanied by new global problems. What a hypocrite. Want to talk about increased prosperity? Why don't you see what Mr. Obama's worth now? How is it that you go into the White House, you go in as president making $450K a year, you come out a multimillionaire, I mean $15, $18, $20 million richer. Okay, I didn't know this until recently. I just read that the president gets $1 million a year and in expenses for him to travel, to give speeches, to represent the country. $1 million. Your money is still going into his travel expenses. How's that make you feel? Now, he said it increased prosperity, so I guess he had to include himself in that. It had been accompanied by new global problems, adding that as the world confronts issues ranging from inequality to terrorism, some countries, both developed and less developed, had adopted a more aggressive and isolationist stance. Now, if we don't stand up for tolerance and moderation and respect for others, if we begin to doubt ourselves in all that we've accomplished, what he's saying is all that he's accomplished towards progressivism, but that we have accomplished, then much of the progress that we have made will not continue. What we will see is more and more people arguing against democracy. We'll see more and more people who are looking to restrict freedom of the press, and we'll see more intolerance, more tribal division, more ethnic division, religious division, and more violence in Obama. All things that took place under Mr. Obama. He was moving more towards socialism. Socialism is not democracy. What he put in place for almost dictatorial, almost fascism. You talk about restricting freedom. What did you do when it came to freedom of religion, Mr. Obama? How many restrictions did you place on religious beliefs? Almost the fact that you couldn't have a Bible in a hospital room, like a naval hospital room? Are you serious? People that died, that got in front of bullets for us, that were dying, couldn't be comforted by a Bible they knew and trusted? Yeah, you're a real peach. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. How can you not be happy when you hear Earth, Wind, and Fire? I don't get it. Unless you're just a hater. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real. Well, hey, we don't. Oh. Well, according to the left, we have a lot of those listening. According to the right, we don't have any listening, you know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Man, I put up that post on several places of Maxine Waters and her speech. And rightfully so, you guys were losing your minds over it. And you should. And you should. And one woman is said that she posted... It's up there. She did a good job with it, too. Can you see that? Now, she, if I can read it with these wonderful lies of mine, I'll do that. But that President Obama may have, and I'll read it to you after the story, but may have violated the Logan Act. That's the word I was looking for before, but I screwed that up. which is nothing new. I'm always screwing it up. So, anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, the president is screaming that we're too... I'm sorry, slap me for that one. Ex-President Obama screaming that we might be too patriotic. We're too much nationalist. We care too much about ourselves and our people. I wonder if, you know, break that down to your family level. What is he? Doesn't care about his family? Is he a globalist when it comes to his family? Can anybody in the neighborhood just walk into his house, take his food, grab his car, sleep in his house? What do you think? I mean, we should be taking care of everybody, right? Why is that any different? So he's talking about, you know, if we don't stand up for tolerance and moderation and respect for others, which I think we do, if we begin to doubt ourselves, I'm not doubting myself, and all that we have accomplished, no, we're doubting what you have accomplished or what you perceive you had accomplished. Like Maxine Waters said, we're undoing everything he did. Well, yeah, you're right. Because almost everything he did, almost, not all, almost everything that he did by executive order was wrong and bad. Bad for the country, bad for our people, bad for Americans as a whole. He goes on to say, what we will see is more and more people arguing against democracy. No. Actually, we're a republic, but no, you're not going to see people. We're going to argue against socialism. Sure, we're going to do that. Not interested. He said, we'll see more and more people who are looking to restrict freedom of the press. No. See, here's the thing I think is really funny. All those people that are screaming about freedom of the press has a right, this and that and the other thing, they have a right to get information from the government. They don't have a right to sit in a room where cameras on so they can grandstand and do all the stupid stuff they want to do so they can get their 11 minutes of fame. No, they don't have a right to do that. That's not in the Constitution. And the right to the free press in the Constitution was all about them not being shut down or beat on because they were posting negative things about the government. Trump is calling out the truth. When the media lies to you, they're no longer the press. They're the enemy. When the media goes out of its way to print, listen, those of you who hate him and think he's so wrong and so bad, how many stories that he called lies that have now been retracted? How many fake stories did CNN put up that have now been retracted? How many videos did MSNBC, because I'm not sure it was them, but I knew it was NBC, NABC, and CBS. How many videos did they have to fess up that they doctored? Oh, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't go long, so they doctored them up. Right? I mean, think about all of that. Who actually did the stuff? Who actually did these things? It was the press. So if the press is putting out misinformation, if they're putting out lies, and here's the thing. If they want total and open freedom, I'm fine with that. Let them have access to anything they want, even the video. But here's the deal. If they're caught knowingly lying, then somebody goes to jail. How's that? The executive editor, whatever it is. If they can prove that they knew what they were printing was false, that should be against the law. That's not freedom of press. It's not freedom to lie. It's freedom to get the story out there. And I don't know what he's talking about. More ethnic division? My God. Black violence under Obama went up exponentially. Obama's also busied himself criticizing the United States for pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. Right? I mean, seriously, America needs to take leadership by making sure that we take care of global warming. Yeah, that was a bad deal for us. We were putting all the money in, or a lot of the money in. The other countries weren't doing much. And two of the major polluters weren't even being pushed to make sure they did. Yeah, okay, good luck. And I like what this writer said. Remember, he went out on the apology tour the first year he got into office. Now he's out on the America Sucks tour. He went on to say, since the signing of the Declaration of Independence 241 years ago, America, I'm surprised you knew that, always affirmed that liberty comes from our Creator. Our rights are given to us by God, and no earthly force can ever take those rights away. That's why my administration is transferring power. This is President Trump. I apologize. I know I said he went on to say. I didn't mean to say that. This is why my administration is transferring power out of Washington and returning it back to where it belongs, to the people. Our religious liberty is enshrined in the very First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer. Oh, my God. Can't have that. You know, they want, that's why I said to you, my July 4th, I dealt with that too. Were our founding fathers running away from religion or running to it? Which one? So I came across something interesting the other day. And I started to read it and went, you know what? This is interesting. This is something I'll bet you most people would be confused as to who wrote it and what they were trying to do or what they were trying to say. So I don't want to tell you exactly what this is because I don't want you to go look it up. Well, I guess you're going to know anyhow. But if you heard this inauguration speech today in the chat room, on the Facebook feed, I'm going to run out of time here, but whatever. I want you to tell me who you think or what party it sounds like it came from. After giving the usual opening niceties, you know, welcoming everybody in and thanking everybody for being there, this person went on to say, we observe today not a victory of a party, not a victory of a party, but a celebration of freedom symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I now have to go to a break. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. Look, I want to get your take. What party, what kind of person wrote this speech? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back up in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're with me, the time you're spending with us, the time you're following along, being part of. I guess the question is, can you be too patriotic? Well, that's only part of the question, but can you be too patriotic? I say no. Nay, nay, nay. I don't believe you can be. But that's just me. What do I know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to get involved. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so I'm reading a speech. I'll leave it at that for the moment. I'm reading a speech to you. And I want you to tell me what party it sounds like it belongs to. I'm curious. And I'll see if I can get through it. I want to get through it quickly because I want your comments on it. I want to comment on it myself. But it started off with, we observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, and symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. I have sworn before you and Almighty God, the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century ago, over a century ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. This is a speech by a publicly elected official. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of the first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friends and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century. By the way, this is not the 18th century. Okay, I mean, not the 1800s. Tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure that the survival and the success of liberty. Well, the last guy didn't adhere to that, but anyway. This much we do pledge. To those old allies whose cultural and spiritual origins we share, we pledge the loyal and faithful friends united. There is little we cannot do in a host of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do, for we dare not meet the powerful challenge at odds and split us apart. To those new states whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our world that we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away, merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom. And to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended upside down. To those people in the huts and villages and half the globe struggling to break the bonds of mass misery, we pledge our best effort to help them help themselves for whatever period is required, not because a communist may be doing it, not because we seek their votes, but because it's the right. Oh, I like that one. Not because we seek their votes, but because it is the right thing to do. A free society cannot help the many who are poor. It cannot save the few who are rich. To our sister republic south of our border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds in a new alliance for progress to assist free men, free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our neighbors know that we shall join them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. And let every other power know that this hemisphere intends to remain the master of its own house. Sounds like pretty powerful words, doesn't it? Sounds like somebody who knows that they wield a big stick with a lot of power, doesn't it? I'm just asking. He goes on to say, to the World Assembly of Sovereign States, United Nations, our last best hope of in an age where the instruments of war have far outpaced the instruments of peace, we renew our pledge of support to prevent it from becoming merely a forum. Man, too late. For ineffective, for invective to strengthen its shield of the new and the weak and to enlarge the area in which it may run. Finally, to those nations who would make themselves our adversary, we offer not a pledge, but a request. That both sides begin anew the quest for peace before the dark powers of destruction unleashed by science engulf all humanity in planned or accidental self-destruction. This particular person was worried about nuclear war. We dare not tempt with weakness, for only when our arms are sufficient beyond doubt. Check that out. For only when our arms are sufficient beyond doubt can we be certain beyond doubt that they will never be employed. Now, I don't want to read this whole thing because I know I'm going to run out of time. But when you think about this speech so far, now if you know who it is, great. Sound like a Republican or Democrat. Sound like a liberal or conservative. Right? I mean, when you think about some of the comments that he makes in this. They're not hard one side or the other. Talks about helping not ditching the rich, but saying you got to help the poor and the rich. You can't just help the rich, right? And he's not throwing the rich aside. Talks about having a strong military. I mean, come on, do we really have to have the exact words there? We have to have the arsenal. We have to have we have to have the arms we need. We have to have the military we need to maintain peace. Who does that sound like? You think about how many times has he mentioned God? I'm not even through halfway through the speech. Now, today we'd say, well, God was mentioned so many times, it has to be a Republican or a conservative. He kind of threatens the enemies in this, doesn't he? You know? I mean, just look, here's the bottom line. We've got the stuff. You come against us, we're not afraid to use it. You come against one of our allies, one of our friends, somebody fighting for liberty, we're not afraid to use it. So, and I'll tell you, I'm going to read this part, you're going to know who it is. But I'd really like to know if you guys believe that this person is a conservative or a liberal, and I don't know how much of a delay there is, because I would love to know in the Facebook feed and in the chat room, any of you guys decide, is this a liberal or conservative? Is this they're saying it's Reagan? Okay, let me read the back part of the speech for you. And then you tell me who it is, okay? Some of you are going to pass out, so if you're driving, pull over. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what you could do for your country, or what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what can you do, or what together can we do for the freedom of man as a whole? Finally, whether you're a citizen of America or a citizen of the world, ask of us here the same high standards of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you. See, it's a two-way street. He wanted other nations involved in their sovereignty, involved in their freedom, involved in their liberty. And he closes with, you ready for this? Every liberal in the room will fall over. Let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his, who's his? The blessing of the chairman of the DNC? No. Asking his blessing, his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own. What do you think of that? Here it is, John F. Kennedy. This is his inauguration speech. Think about it. And there are so many lines in there that would today be conservative lines. Lines that the Republican Party would consider would be considered their own. Would this man be accepted in the Democrat Party today? I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Come on, we got to have some fun with this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
Okay, can you get that low? Come on, everybody. I want to hear all of you. I'm Gerald Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And American Made is so much better. No matter what you say or what you believe, I'm telling you, American Made is so much better. I'm Gerald Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Last segment, we're up, 855-REAL-JOE. If you have something to say, 855-732-5563. We keep here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off. I'm going to try. A Canadian journalist, all we ever hear about is how great the insurance is in Canada, how that all works out so well, what have you. And they got great health care there. And nobody goes unserved. Nobody goes this. Nobody goes uninsured, whatever. Yeah, you know what? You might have the insurance, but if you can't use it, what good is it? Like ACA, right? The Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. All these people are insured, but could they actually get services? Could they actually get in to see their doctor? Or is it like that, we take care of our veterans? Well, no, we don't, actually. We might take care of the majority of them. But the real serious ones, sometimes we leave them out to hang. That ain't right. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Canadian journalist recently on Meet the Press admitted, this is with Chuck Todd, Malcolm Gladwell is his name. Now, he was talking about the single-payer health care plan in Canada. And he says, the biggest problem with single, one of the big problems with single-payer health care is that there's no room for creative thinking. Right? I mean, there's no room to hear. Let me let him say it in his words, because I'll screw it up like I always do. Let's see if I can get this to play. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
And joining me now is Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, yeah, of course that. We knew that wasn't going to work, right? Didn't we? Yeah, you know what? I don't know what it is. It's the NSA. They're blocking our signal or something. I don't know. So anyhow, so Chuck Todd from Meet the Press, okay, he had a 20-minute long interview with this guy Gladwell, and he was talking about the partisan way of thinking in Washington D.C., especially when it comes to health care. You know, like this is a partisan thing. Like Republicans hate health care. You know, again, if you look at what the Republicans are talking about right now, they're not talking about cutting out health care for everybody. Should a child, look, if you're considered a child that need to be on your mommy and daddy's health care plan until 26, when why are you driving on your own, right? Why are we allowing you to smoke on your own? Why are we allowing you to make all these other decisions? I mean, seriously, 26, you can't pull it off on your own? Anyway, Todd asked, he went to health care reform, and he wanted to know whether Gladwell thought that health insurance was a right or a privilege. Todd asked Gladwell what Americans are missing when it comes to the sharp divisions on Capitol Hill. He said, there's no opportunity for creative thinking, so what are we missing here? What would you be offering up to try to break the gridlock, Todd asked. And I'm not talking about a solution on healthcare. I'm talking about a solution on figuring out how to govern. Well, Gladwell responded by pointing out the fact that he is Canadian. The Canadians implemented a single payer healthcare system decades ago. The reason that Canada has single payer, Gladwell explained, is that Canadians had a conversation amongst themselves many, many, many years ago, and they asked a very simple question: What do we want from our healthcare? The Canadians then admitted what many critics of single payer often point out is that single payer healthcare comes a decline in quality and quality of availability. They came to the answer that what we want is a system that covers everyone, and what that means is we're willing to give up choice. We're willing to give up the most high tech solution. We're going to have expensive, shiny hospitals, Gladwell said. Basically, Canadians sat down and figured out what their priorities were. I mean, think about that. I mean, here you have, and others have said this. Others from Canada have said this. Why? What is so bad about the American healthcare system? That's what I want to know. If you need emergency services, you can get them. There's nothing new here. You can get them. I mean, the illegals do it all the time. They get all the services they want. Whether it's through a clinic, whether it's through an emergency room. The Canadian journalist said that he thinks one of the root causes of the current stalemate among U.S. lawmakers is that no one's actually sat down and had a conversation. We can't. We can't talk to each other. I can prove that by many of the feeds that have my name involved with them. The minute my name comes up, people attack. There's no conversation. I don't know why he thinks that way. Maybe somebody should ask him. And you know what I love to do is when in these feeds or in these conversations, why don't you call into the show? Let's talk about it on the air. Let people hear what you think and why you think what you think. You might get support. They know better. He goes on to say, I can't figure out what people want. It seems to me that every party to the healthcare discussion wants something different. And those things are all incompatible. You can't want to curb the cost spiral and then simultaneously have access to the newest drugs and simultaneously have patient choice and simultaneously have, you know, you can't go on with all these things. You can't have everything. And we saw this with the Affordable Care Act. All the things it was supposed to cover And all it did was drive the price up. All it did was make it worse. He seemed to believe that we should just, you know, stop, pause, take a time out, and say, what can we agree on? And maybe that's what they should do. Maybe they should sit in the room and go, okay, what can we agree on? But Schumer's already said, you know, I love this. All of a sudden, Schumer has found a point where he wants to sit down and discuss and put it on the table, and we should do it together. Now, I'm not one of those guys that says, well, you didn't do it with us, so we're not going to do it with you. That's not what I mean. I don't believe they really want to do it. I believe it's a TV ploy, if you would. That's what I believe. I don't think Schumer wants them involved or would have you any more than... he doesn't want to... I think Schumer, again, as what I talked about earlier, he wants the Dems, I mean, he wants the president, and he wants the Congress to run like Democrats. He said it to the president. He said the only way he was going to get behind him is if he governed from the left. And I don't know what part of the left has been rejected they're not getting. I'm just curious. I mean, serious. Now, I can't play this because I didn't put the beep in because I'm so smart. But Morgan Freeman, in an interview recently, when he was asked, you know, about the whole, here we go. I'm going to blow this, aren't I? Yep, it's gone. I knew that was going to happen. But Morgan Freeman recently in an interview, he called out Don Lemon. Now think about this. This is another black man. He called out Don Lemon for race baiting. And, you know, he's one of the few celebrities in Hollywood that pretty much is black and white about things. He calls things like they are. Right? And he hates race baiting. He always has. And he hates it. And he'll tell you he hates it. And he will call it out. So Freeman was in an interview with Lemon on CNN. That was his first mistake, I guess, technically. Where Lemon tried to convince Freeman that it's okay to play the victim card. He states it might be too hard for some people to pull themselves up from the bootstraps. And doesn't even like that term. Freeman put him in his place real quick. He had a few choice words for him. Now again, Morgan is a black man. He's an older black man. He's been through this. He's probably felt... He's probably old enough to have felt some of the real nasty racism of the 60s. He said people in the African-American community need to wake up and realize that it doesn't matter what color we are in this day and age. Playing the victim card won't solve any problems but only cause more division within our country. This is from an old black man, or an older black man, who's been through it. Sometimes I wonder if Democrats will ever start to understand this. This is a Democrat, an African-American male Democrat, talking to other Democrats. Sometimes I wonder if Democrats will ever start to understand this, but then the more I think about it, I realize that as long as they stay tuned into the networks like CNN and other mainstream media outlets, they won't get the truth. Think about what he just did. He sat across from Lemon on CNN talking about how they're putting out non-truth. They won't get the truth, but be brainwashed into the liberal state of thinking. The idea that all minorities are living in an oppressive system of government ruled by evil whites, he said, that's just a line of BS. You want to get out? If you keep saying that, you know, I'm here, I'm stuck here, I'll never get out of this, you'll never get out of it. The comment that he made that I love the most, if I can play the clip for you, was when he said, he says, there are buses leaving the ghetto every day. You want out? You get on the bus. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Thanks so much for being with me. Remember, tell your friends about it. Go ahead and join the club. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can sign up. You can go to Patreon, which is a way for you to become a member. Check it out. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll be back tomorrow.